You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique LeRae. I'm Monique LeRae here in beautiful Southern California, actually in Laguna Beach to be specific. I am home. I am not in an airplane. I am not in an airport today or a hotel. I'm at home. I'm working on my new background. I'm really excited about the new background coming soon. It's being ordered now. But I wanted to check in with you guys. How's everything going? How are you holding up? How's everything going with your startups? What are you penciling in for the spring? We lost an hour, but we gained more sunshine, right? So we sprung forward this morning, and I hope you're enjoying that. I really love us getting a little bit more sunshine. I think we all need it right now. I want to give a shout out to some of my partners all around the world with this pandemic film, guys. We're on the home stretch here. If you've been following my adventures, it started off in 2020, doing 20 cities around America for the Pandemic Project documentary. It's now an award-winning trailer, and we're going to be submitting the full film very soon. We did a private screening a few weeks ago, and I'm so grateful for everybody that came out for that. And so soon you'll be seeing it in the film festivals, I hope. And so we're getting ready to put that all out for that version. So while I'm, that's in edit being, finished and shined up and polished, I'm also traveling for the pandemic film, which to date we've done 24 countries. It's been a lot, guys. I want to share with you guys that 2 weeks ago, while I was in Eastern Europe and the Middle East for the pandemic film, the war broke out. And, I met someone in transit, and he's pretty phenomenal, and he's actually making a difference for people. So I want to talk about that soon. We're going to be working on one to two to three episode documentary on him as he takes aid to the Ukrainian and Polish border. So it's funny how you meet people in transit and you're not quite sure. Things are lining up as they should. So as I was wrapping one disastrous documentary, I met someone in transit to go help in another disastrous situation. But I think the moral of that story is just to lean into the moment and let your meetings and your chance and consequential situations happen and unfold, because sometimes they're really positive. They can work out in the best of ways. So it'll be justice for Ukraine. Just send us some love, okay? If there's someone out there that is interested in helping, you guys can email me. We are looking for people to join us on this effort. He just got back dropping off food and aid at the Ukrainian and Polish border. You can email us as Cap Aquarius Media. That's Cap, C-A-P, Aquarius, Media, at gmail.com. And, or Latchkey Kid Films, L-A, at gmail.com. I check both emails. And I wanted to, so we leave in 2 weeks for Australia. That'll be country number 25. I pushed it to the limit with this last trip, but we have to get everywhere so that this film can be thorough, so you guys can see how everybody's reacting to the pandemic. And now as we move into hopefully the endemic, we can see how life is hopefully slowly and surely going back to normal, in parentheses, right? All right. So I have a really amazing guest. She's kind of known in the radio world, in Missouri, but all over, I think. I mean, this woman's kind of an inspiration to me because she just goes for it. And she's always making the next move look so simple in radio. And it's my honor to introduce you to Lady Ray J from St. Louis, Missouri.
Look, LA is my homecoming, okay? I am coming home to LA. I am.
Yes.
I promise that yes. I am transplanted from New York to St. Louis.
Yes.
To East St. Louis, Illinois, now to Los Angeles, California.
I mean, you speak it and it happens. You've got really great taste in cities, though. So I'm not mad.
Hey.
So Lady Ray J, in case people don't know who you are for some reason, let them know, let's talk about your resume. This is your time to glow up a little, right?
Know,
so glow yourself up. How it started and how it's going.
So how it started with me in my past life was my career started in higher education. After I graduated high school, I went to the United States Air Force. I got out of the Air Force, honorable discharge, and continued my education. I started off in nursing, and I was doing so much patient advocacy by the bedside that my nursing instructor told me, "You're good at what you do. You do know science, but you talk a lot. So I think you need to go into counseling. I really do." And so even though I was good at nursing, I decided, you know what? I might enjoy that better. So I did. I went into counseling and I got my psychology degree. I went on to grad school and I got a master's degree in behavioral studies with an emphasis in community counseling. I worked with the gangs. I worked in some undesirable places for conflict resolution. I eventually ended up in social services, even though I'm not a social worker, but my degree just kind of, crisscrossed over, and I was able to work in that area, met a lot of people there. And one of the students that I was grooming as an advisor, he had a beautiful, silky, velvety voice. And I knew that he should be in radio. He was already doing newsprint at a station in St. Louis called Kirl, Kirl, and he read news copy. So I introduced him to a radio great, a movie great by the name of Bernie Hayes. Bernie Hayes watched me grow up through the University of Missouri St. Louis as a student. And he said, if you ever find someone interested in broadcasting, especially African American, because they don't. So when I met Howard Dallas Jameson, I sent him, and they are still attached at the hip today.
Well, you're a
That's
good
it.
connector.
That's what I do. That's what I do. And what ended up happening, now, this was in 1989.
Wow. Don't do
Okay.
it like that. Don't do it like that, Lady Ray J. Please don't do it like that. I mean, just say when we had smart beep or when we had a, a fax or a, yeah.
Yep. We
Word
just
processor
come off
time,
of
people.
Morse code, okay? We adjust. So I got him connected, and let's fast forward from then on up to 2011. So in 2011, this student, this friend of mine, we had been friends for nearly 30 years at that point. And he came back and he said, "I want you, because you told me and I said no, and you told me again and I said no." But Bernie Hayes said, "Why are you not listening to Ray J?" So he came back, and in 2011, he came to get me to be his co-host of his radio show on WGNU. It was a 920 AM station in St.
Wow.
Louis. And he called it Dallas During Your Drive. So a lot
Wow.
of people thought we meant Dallas as far as Texas, but his name, Dallas During Your Drive. And I was
Nice.
on there and we had to come up with a name for me. So here's a little fun fact. My name is Renee Annette Johnson.
Right.
The Ray is a nickname for Renee.
Right.
So we put an E at the end of my initials, RAE, and my last name Johnson. That's the J. So
Ah,
that's how we
there
came up
it
with Ray J. And my root family name is Jones. So even if the Johnson changes, the marriage is coming up,
Oh.
the J can stay. I know I hit you with that on purpose.
I mean, well, you know what? I need an applaud button, you guys. Lady Ray J just dropped a bomb on us. It's the first look. Congratulations.
So the J will stand for my root name of Jones. And so the Ray J can remember Ray J one, okay? I got my
Wow.
first opportunity to be on air in 2011, July the 1st of 2011. So fast forwarding, because I'm gonna give you the opportunity to ask some questions. I was just inducted along with Dallas into the National Black Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh my gosh.
And it hit this
I
month.
I saw your post these baby. Sam, we need some sound effects on my show, a woohoo or something. We gotta work on that. I need some lightning. That's amazing. How does that feel though? Because it sounded like you were trying to find a place to put all your skills that you had honed in on and gathered along your path and make it for yourself and put your talkative skills. And I think that lady was being a little shady, but that's neither here nor there. How does it feel to just know, like, feels good to follow your path and look where you're getting? How does that feel?
Well, you know, I have to say, it wasn't really an orchestrated, guided path. These things just happened. Literally, radio fell in my lap. I was not thinking of radio. I wanted to meet Jamie Foxx and Lisa Ray because those were the people that I just loved them on screen and on stage so much. And I wanted to be a part of that. And in wanting to do that, though, I had so many other things that were pulling at me that I just kept pushing them back. Because, you know, when you have a love language of service and giving, you tend to put yourself on the back burner for everybody else. So I was making sure everyone else was together. I started the radio station after our contract ended in 2011 and we didn't get a renewed contract to go back. I was looking for something. And I saw LA Talk Radio and I was like, oh my God, do I push the button? Do I not push the button? Do I push the button? And I was still new. I was so green in it. And Dallas teaching me the actual technicals, okay? Behind the scenes and paying attention to the clock and making, you know, IDs for the station and all of that kind of stuff. And I was so green, but I continuously listened to LA Talk Radio.
We love to hear that.
It was like my guide, and I guess I did want broadcasting in my life, and I didn't know it. So we ended up at Ferguson, USA, Hot Talk Radio, during the time of the Mike Brown and Ferguson uprising. Mm-hmm. So we had so many people that came in, and I started to get this name, and people started recognizing the name. And my producer from WGNU, Tony Clare, he said, you do know you're a producer, right? And I said, I don't understand what you mean. He said, all of the shows that you have put together for Dallas, that's production. Really? So I just did it. And I loved it. I like putting the concepts together. I like putting people in front of other people. And it ended up growing to that degree. So it felt good. But I wasn't even thinking about how I felt in it. I wanted to make sure that whoever I was engaging with it, I became a teacher of it. I started grooming personalities. And prior to even doing that, my fiance, Jubal Hairston, yes, I want to say it, you and he were connected on Facebook. And he told me about you.
Yeah, you did tell me that before. And I mean, I'm trying to remember where we met, but you know how sometimes Facebook just like gives you suggestions for people.
Right.
So maybe,
And see, he does editing work, video work with various teams. And one of his teams in California, in Burbank.
Nice.
And so we got there and that was in 2018. So I was like, this close to meet with you, but then we were leaving out and the internet was spotty. So we had to wait all the way till today to get me on your show. How about that? We invited you because of your background. We loved you, Monique. Loved you 2 years ago when we met and we looked at your background and we said, please, pretty, please. And you were like, I'm at LA Talk Radio. So this is really a full circle moment for me.
Yes.
Because of Sam being there. And I was like, did you will he give us permission to simulcast?
Sam is known for Sam in the Mornings. And I think he's coming on his 15 year anniversary here. So shout out to that. It is a full circle moment. It's all about timing. And honestly, I'm learning it really is when I'm ready to receive it, right? Because everything that you want's lined up for you.
Yeah.
Everything that you ask is given. Am I really willing to receive it? Am I ready to receive it? Can I handle it at this time? And that's the thing that might keep it sometime from coming. And it sounded like you need to get in the trenches a little and learn under the wing of Dallas, and then, you know, get all these other skills to go with the natural skills that you have for teaching and compassion and connecting. And then it just comes into this beautiful thing. So speaking of beautiful things, Lady Ray J, you got this award, you're in the Hall of Fame. How does it feel to be in the Hall of Fame?
You know, I really appreciate being acknowledged, because sometimes I'm in a profession where it's kind of thankless. You know, service jobs, people don't really think about everything that you do and go through. They just see the end result, but they don't know. It really does work on you psychologically, emotionally, physically, spiritually even, and definitely financially. So I put my heart, soul, and really my retirement savings initially into radio, and to create a space for others that I wanted to teach and groom and help them to grow into being personalities. And one of my main personalities that we have now on our radio station, TOKOVL Radio, is a lady by the name of Diane Augustine. I nicknamed her Lady Di. And a tragedy took place, which is how her show was birthed. Her pain, she got purpose. And it was unfortunate, her son, on the night of Christmas 2018, took his life by suicide. When we found out about that, of course, she was helping out another personality and co-hosting a jazz show. And I told her, take all the time she needed. All of us at the station put our arms around her. And when she was ready to come back, Monique, she said, I have got to talk about this. And I said, go ahead. I want you to talk about it. And she went on air and she started talking. And I said, she needs a show, because there are other people that may be in this position as a mother to go through this and not know where to go, where to turn. Her show turned to face-to-face with Lady at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And she talks to other individuals who have survived, some of them, suicide. Survivors left over behind, loved ones committing suicide. She addresses bullying, mental health, and addiction and recovery. And so that's how it birthed into that. And because of that, and helping to produce that and bringing that into fruition, she now is starting a nonprofit foundation behind it. And to be a hub of resources for people that don't have anywhere to go, that feel like they don't know what they need to do, that are either in the throes of making a permanent decision for a temporary situation, or those that need to recover because the person that they love took their life or is being bullied. And that was why I created what I created. So I created a platform for others, more so for them than for me. And it just, I thought about jumping off the ledge several times at this radio station, but something kept pulling me back. And so I've decided to accept it as something that I'm where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to do. I've had tons of celebrities to come through. And I'm like, this is it. This is where we're going to be. And we started in 2017, and here we are still in 2022.
And you know what? I love that you trusted that inner voice and you just went with it. And you shout out to Lady Di and her journey. More than ever nowadays, people need that show. And so look at you, you're inducted in the Hall of Fame for that. I think that the moral of this story, aspiring, is to, if you have an idea, write it down and just kind of try it out, just test it. I mean, you said you wanted to be on stage and in front of the camera, and now look at radio took it to the podcast sector. So now people can see you. They don't have to just hear you, they can see you, you know? It's not the Stone Age where it's just radio. So I really love how that's kind of come full circle for you, and it's starting to manifest other things. And we talk a lot about multiple income streams and other things that you could be passionate about on my show. And, you know, usually they say about 7 income streams can keep you financially free and independent, which is what we all want. And now they're saying 8. I wonder, in your 7 income streams, Lady Ray J, or maybe you don't need 7, you know, you're doing great, but do you see yourself revisiting the idea of performance art?
I do. In fact, I had a discussion this afternoon about getting my SAG card. So,
talk to you about that.
Okay. But I mean, and I have.
I'm not SAG. I'm not trying to front. I'm not SAG. I'm reality cast, you know.
But no, but you're within the industry as this award-winning producer. Come on. I mean, you know, you're not shabby at all. So let's not sleep on your skills.
Thank you. I don't know what it is. I guess it's kind of just embedded in how we are. Someone came to me recently with the screenplay idea, and his story was so insane. I almost wrote it because I couldn't believe it was real life. And, my move now is documentaries, docufollows. So, mm-hmm. But you got to go after it, Lady Ray J. And if that's in your heart to do it, let's put it out there now to the listeners and viewers. Where would you see yourself showing up as a performance artist these days? If it was your dream moment, your dream intro, what would it be?
You know, I think what it should be, because you really get so much experience and learn some lessons, is with a lot of the series that are going on. Yeah. One of the series that I watched, Kevin Hart, True Story. Mm. And the twists and the turns. And I love Kevin Hart comedic performances.
Yeah.
But to see him in this role and still, you know, leveraging the fact that he was a comedian, but yeah. He was just really into what he was with Wesley Snipes, and just the twists and the turns, and it just kept me hanging on. And I'm noticing more and more series. More and more series. And it seems like those little series help to give you what you would end up needing as a good foundation to start off, for people to get to know you, to really get to feel who you might be in that space before you would actually go to a silver screen. Because what I've noticed is that new intros to silver screen, depending on what they're doing, can kind of get lost. They can get lost in the big A-lister, you know, and you don't remember that girl that did that one thing, you know, or that guy that did that one thing. So I'm thinking, with everything digital, the streaming services are popping. I have 2 Roku channels. We had discussions with independent artists that have done independent films, and their award-winning films are on our Roku channel. We have,
well, let's plug that, by the way. Talk to us about that. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. So everything started with radio for industry. I met for the first time in a movie called City's Biggest Heist a few years ago.
Nice.
I helped to produce that. We won a Black Film Festival for an independent film that I actually invested in because I believe in this young man. Moses Weathers, he's out in LA. Shout out to Moses.
Moses
did a film called Elude, the movie. I helped to create the concept for the movie poster. Our stuff was shown at one of the universities and at a theater in St. Louis. So I got bit by that whole production director thing. And
it'll bite you.
It will bite you if that is true, if you are a creative in that space. So we developed the Roku channel, the Flow Network, where we show some old classic type things. The Launch Network is where we launch people in their career. We've got cartoons on there for the kids, animation. We have some just cliffhanger type little film projects where people are still raising money to complete the film. And so it's just been awesome to see these people grow and to invest in them. And so it's an opportunity if you have a concept, content, and you want us to do a production for you and put you on our channel, that's an opportunity for someone out there that's listening.
I love it. I love that you're creating opportunities. Listen, guys, get behind this female-owned veteran. Okay. She's doing things and she's making way away from other people. And I love that. Speaking of which, we have, oh gosh, we have a little more than 10 days before the Oscars week.
Oh my
Celebrity
gosh,
gifting suite. It's so excited. I've got to be 10 here. I'm so excited. We're gonna do a flyer with all their logos. But we will spill a little tea right now, give you guys a little exclusive that Lady Ray J has another brand in the works. We can't tell you what's going to be in the swag bag because you're not coming. But you could be a part of it. You could be a part of it if you have a small startup and you have any products that you want to get in front of influential people, nominees, press, media, actors, reality stars, soap stars. So they'll all be in that room. A couple of days before the Oscars week in Hollywood, and I'm excited to team up with the Harris Brothers here on this channel. And shout out to the Harris Brothers. But we've got a great lineup. I'm excited to get your package that you're shipping here to California. Tell us, we have a couple minutes, so spend about a minute and a half telling us about this new brand that you've got. But don't tell anybody what's in the bag. I
Okay,
want to be
no
surprised.
problem. No problem. So, when Monique hit me with this opportunity, this is not the first time. This is not the first time. It's actually the third time. And the third time was a charm because now I had something. I had something. So, technically, you and I have collectively been working on me getting to be a part of the gifting suite for like three times. Okay.
Okay,
And
I love that you knew the count.
I knew the count. I knew the count. And so we finally got it. But that just lets you see how hard I've worked throughout this entire time to get to another level. And so I am creating a brand called Walk Into Wellness. And I have become a part of a wellness company providing healthier plant-based products for your home and your personal essentials. And so I am providing a little treat for the gift suite that comes from my supplier, which is a part of what it is that I'm doing.
Wow. Well, we cannot wait. I hope you put a couple extra left, extras in there so I could try them. Maybe I'll try them on air or on the plane to the next
You
place
will
that I
have
go.
a different one. It will be the same, but a little bit different, just for you.
Thank you, Lady Ray J.
You'll be able to tell the difference. You really will.
You know what? I think that anything that you put your hands on touches gold because you come from an authentic place, and third time is the charm. We're called the startup. I always remind people, we're not called the finish line. Okay, my show is called the startup. So we are constantly starting up in life in other different things. And right now, the next thing that Lady Ray J is doing is she's doing a wedding. So shout out to you. Any wedding brands out there want to sponsor Lady Ray J? I don't know if you need a sponsor, but I thought I'd plug it anyway.
Yes, I can accept
Hey.
it all. Hey.
Tell us when your wedding is and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. We are looking at this summer, so it's coming up pretty quickly.
All right, beautiful. So now listen, everybody, if you want to find Lady Ray J, she's gonna plug right now. Lady Ray J, we've got 30 seconds. Tell us where we can find you.
You can find me at Facebook as Ray J Johnson, small J at the end of the Ray on that one, at Lady Ray J on Instagram. And my email is the number one, RAEJohnson@gmail.com.
All right, Sam, did my other person come into the chat? Is she on board there? All right. I love when I get a little message from Sam. Let's see, guys. All right. So listen, guys, follow me on Instagram. We've got some stuff coming up. We're going to Sydney, Australia next, and then Bali, Indonesia. If you have anyone that has a COVID-19 survivor story in that area, Capricorn Media, whoo, wow, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's CAP. Aquariusmedia@gmail.com. Lady Ray J is a fellow Capricorn, so shout out to you.
Capricorn is
Guys,
right here too. Yep.
that's it. We're on the cut. Happy
We're on the cusp. We're together.
belated, by the way. All right, guys, that's it for me today. If you're wanting to get in the swag bag, we can get you in there, but you gotta reach out. Follow me at Monique Laray Stinson on Instagram, at Capricorn Media, at The Startup with Monique Laray. And I think Lady Ray J, we're excited to have you. Anything else you want to tell us?
Well, look, I'm looking so forward to it. I've already started recruiting for next year's Oscars, getting someone else to prepare to provide for the gifting suite. So see, that's what I do. That's how I do it. So I will be there next year.
Oh, good. So you want to come in person next year?
I'm coming to help. I'm coming there. So you got me ready, representing my brand next year.
Well, we can't wait to see what else you launch on your network. Tell us your network name one more time on Roku when people are trying to search it.
So search Launch Network, not The Launch, but Launch Network and Flow Channel.
I want to say a special thank you to Lady Ray J, award winning Hall of Fame radio host Lady Ray J. And I also want to say a special shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines and La Casa del Camino here on the beach for being a sponsor and a friend. And I always ask you guys this, what will you start up today? See you next week.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Laray, only on LA Talk Radio.